Roy Berger says before the governor signs any new deals with the tribes, the state appeals court should rule on his lawsuit, challenging the constitutionality of all casino-style gambling in the state. He's asked the court to order the governor to wait.
The bottom line is the whole issue of constitutionality of Native American casino-style gaming in the state is up in the air right now. Slow down, take a deep breath, and let's get this issue resolved once and for all, and then proceed.
Tribal leaders say if the dog track suit wins, it will devastate the state's economy by putting thousands of workers at casino-related businesses out of work. But Berger says his ultimate goal is not to end tribal gaming. If the court rules in his favor, he hopes the state will level the playing field for Native American casinos and dog tracks like his.
What we think it'll give the state an opportunity to do would be go back in, look at another constitutional amendment that authorizes once and for all what everybody wants to see happen as far as casino gaming activity, and it's also our hope that the parimutuel facilities could be included in that referendum as well.
But Governor Doyle's spokesperson, Dan Leistikow, says language in the recent state Supreme Court ruling makes it clear the governor can sign new pacts with the tribes now.
They expect that he will enter into amended compacts to address the issues that the court raised. So it's pretty hard to see how the folks at Dairyland have any kind of argument.
Leistikow says it's important to get new deals with the tribes signed to balance the state budget, but he says there's no hurry. He says the $200 million from tribal casinos included in the budget doesn't have to be secured until the end of the two-year budget cycle.
That's not until over a year from now. So there's time to sort of work this out with the tribes to try to get this money back into the budget.
That money is earmarked for a wide range of environmental and human service projects. That includes $3 million to fight against chronic wasting disease and $500,000 for a Meals on Wheels program for senior citizens. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.